Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Fibromyalgia. No one's quite sure what causes that pain syndrome, but a new study shows it may have to do with activity in your brain. The study from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden builds on previous information about changes in brain activity. Basically, they found areas of the brain that produce pain may be different or even impaired in people with fibromyalgia. They say this study is an important first step in the understanding of how the brain is involved in the widespread perception of pain that is characteristic of fibromyalgia. And in other news, a collaborative study by researchers at Mayo Clinic and others measured multimorbidity, or multiple diseases or conditions co-occurring in a single patient, and has determined which combinations of medical conditions are more prevalent by age, sex, race in a Midwest population. They say their findings are important in light of the aging population, the need to plan and prioritize healthcare interventions, and have broad implications for clinical research. They also say finding conditions early can mean preventing issues later. Here's Dr. Walter Rocha.
But the importance of the early onset, we believe, is that that's when you can probably still do something quite effectively, meaning you can intervene, better controlling blood pressure, better controlling lipids, better controlling condition like depression, looking at arthritis, asthma. So there are a number of conditions that even early in life might be treated or approached to avoid the complication later on.
This was published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings. And finally, exercises such as strength training are good for you. That's not new news, but here's some new info that might inspire you to hit the gym. Lifting weights improves memory. That's according to a new Georgia Institute of Technology study. Researchers say an intense workout for as little as 20 minutes can enhance long-term memory for previous events by about 10% in healthy young adults. Now, there have been similar studies on aerobic exercise, but this one looked at lifting weights once 2 days before testing. People in the study looked at photos, exercised, and were tested 2 days later. A control group didn't exercise. They found those who lifted weights remembered more photos than those who didn't. The bottom line, they say people don't have to dedicate large amounts of time to give their brain a boost. And it's time to get a flu shot. The CDC recommends that everyone 6 months of age and older should get one. Talk to your doctor if you have questions. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.